Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Brandon Lindell, Senior Associate Pastor at James River Church. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
We're excited to be here tonight. I heard a little thunder while we were worshiping. I thought, man, the sky's going to crack open tonight, and we're just going to go home. Jesus is going to take us home. It's going to be awesome. And I'm telling you, when we were worshiping, behold, man, the presence of the Lord was here in a powerful way. And so I think that's just the beginning of what God wants to do tonight. And I want to talk to you from Isaiah chapter 55. Would encourage you to read Isaiah 55 in its entirety at some point. It'll really encourage you. Isaiah 54 and 55 are just great. They're solid gold. Every single verse will change your life. They're the kind of verses that you slap on your mirror in the morning or your dash of your car or put them on your phone and just read them over and over again. I promise you they'll encourage you. If you need a little encouragement, then dig into Isaiah 55. And particularly, we're talking from verse 8 and 9. It says this, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways, my ways, declares the Lord." My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways, my ways, declares the Lord. You know, that's why the prayer meeting is so important. Because we don't think like God. We don't see like God. In the natural, when we look at things and we're solving problems or we're determining the possibilities of what could happen, then apart from the Holy Spirit opening our eyes and apart from the Word of God, we are wrong. We're not going to think in terms of the supernatural. We're not going to think. We can think, I think God's doing this, or I think God would do that, or I think this is what the Lord thinks about this situation. But unless it's empowered by the Spirit of God in line with the Word of God, then we're wrong, because we serve a God that the Bible says His ways are higher than our ways, His thoughts higher than our thoughts. Have you ever been around somebody and just by, maybe they're in a trade and they've been in that trade forever, or maybe they're a doctor, or they've gone through a ton of schooling and they have a PhD. Have you ever been around somebody like that? And you start talking about their field. You start talking about the thing where they're an expert in it, and you realize they speak on a whole nother plane at a whole different level, you know? Like, you're driving your car and like something breaks down and you take it into the mechanic shop and you're like, yeah, something's wrong with it. And they're like, well, what's happening? You're like, well, it's kind of making a noise. I think maybe like the gas is messed up in it, you know? Something with the gas, you know? I think the medulla, the fibula is messed up. You know, and you're trying to act like you know what you're talking about. You have no idea. And they're like going like, things like this. I'm sure everybody's had this. They're like, is it going chugga 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 chush? Or is it going chugga 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 choo, chugga 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 choo, chugga 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 choo? And you're like, that's one of those. You better get in there. You're like, because, yeah. But I mean, you know, you talk to somebody and they're just like on a whole nother plane just because of the level of expertise that they have. And even that analogy falls really flat when it comes to talking about a God who created the entire universe, who made every single person sitting in this room. In fact, He made every single person on the planet. And not only did He make them, but He individually knows what's happening in their lives right now, that simultaneously He's speaking to people. The Bible says He perceives our thoughts from afar, and He's doing that simultaneously while running the universe. We serve a God who made the plan of salvation that nobody could have thought of this, but this God who said, I'm going to be gracious to this people that doesn't want anything to do with me, that every thought they have is continually of evil, but I'm going to send my Son, and I'm going to save them, and then I'm going to create a home called heaven for them, and I'm going to be with them for an eternity. Who would have thought of that? We serve a God who ways are higher than our ways, thoughts higher than our thoughts. And so when we come into a place like this and we say, man, I think I know what's going on in my situation, God, I got it from here, we're wrong. And that's why we have to have the mind of the Lord. Because apart from that, we'll actually create a distance. You know, we hear his ways are higher than our ways. And in fact, to make it abundantly clear, Isaiah says this phrase, and then he says in verse 9, "For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." Meaning this, that, hey, I know I just said my ways are higher than your ways, but just in case you don't get it, look up, all right? You see, like, see how you can never touch that or never get there? Like, that's how high. See those stars? Like, you'll never, ever be able to go to one of those stars. Like, that's how far. You see, does that seem like a long way to you? That's how far my thoughts are from your thoughts. You know, the sun is 93 million miles away. The next nearest star is 4 light years away. The farthest star is 9, the one that we know about, the only one that we know about, is 9 billion light years away. As high as the heavens of the above the earth, so high are God's thoughts above our thoughts. And so when we come in here, humility says when we're facing something or when we're even discouraged and we're like, man, God, why is this going down this way? Or God, what are you doing? And sometimes we can get frustrated and we can say, I thought it would go this way. I think it should have been that way. Rather than doing that, humility and just in a spirit that says, God, I want to lean into what you're doing. God, because I see it one way, but I understand that the way I see it in comparison to what you see is completely different. And I need the mind of the Lord. I need to know what you're thinking. I need to know your thoughts. And God, you know that actually honors God. You know, Paul, because you're thinking right now, you're like, well, if God's ways are higher than my ways and his thoughts so high beyond my thoughts, then what's the point? How could I ever know what God thinks? But Paul says, who is the mind of the Lord or who has been his counselor? But we have the Spirit of Christ. Meaning that the Spirit of God can open your eyes to what you wouldn't see, to hear what you wouldn't hear, to have faith for what you wouldn't have faith for, just because the Spirit of God comes upon you and empowers you. And it actually honors God when we come into this place and we say, God, I know I don't see what you see, and I know I don't understand what you understand. And that's sometimes very overwhelming for me. But God, I know by your Spirit, you can open my eyes. And God, I can have fresh faith to go, keep going. And I can believe your promises just because you give me a word. And that's why prayer meeting is really important. That's why getting in the presence of God is really important. That's why getting in the altar is really important. It's not just about changing your situation. It's about seeing what God sees. Because when we see what God sees, we can operate in his presence and in what he's doing and the flow of his will. And man, there's a lot of grace there and a lot of power there, even if your situation doesn't change immediately. Amen? Amen. So I want to give you a few points from this passage that opens our eyes to kind of how that works, and then we're going to get in the altar and pray. The first thing that we can get out of this is God wants to be supernaturally gracious to you. So how are God's ways higher than our ways? How are his thoughts higher than our ways? He wants to be supernaturally gracious to you. And so I say supernaturally because there's natural graciousness. There's a natural kindness. There's a natural understanding, but there is a level of grace that's supernatural. And we know that this is in this thought of his ways being higher than our ways because of the verse right before it. In verse 7, we'll put it on the screen. It says, "Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will..." I love this, "abundantly pardon." And then it says, right after that, "for my ways aren't your ways, nor my thoughts, your thoughts." What's it saying? It's saying that God is such a God of grace. He's so supernaturally gracious that his grace doesn't make sense. His grace doesn't always make sense. That his grace to you in your situation won't make sense sometimes. And that takes supernatural revelation from the Holy Spirit on our part to touch our heart, because you can hear that in your head and you can know that's what the Word of God says, but until it gets to your heart, it really hinders your ability to have confidence when you come to the prayer meeting. And And just as a side note, that's why the Romans series is so important. And that's why we've been talking about it. My dad's been talking about, get that series and listen to it several times. Because you might have been sitting in the room and you might have like heard the message and God may have touched your heart and be moving you forward. But there's something about human nature that forgets supernatural grace, that forgets that that applies to you. And so you have to listen to it and say, God, get this in my spirit. And listen to it again and say, God, get this in my spirit. Because the more you understand his grace and the more the Holy Spirit opens up your eyes to that, the more confident and more spiritual power you'll have in your life. And so when you come into the prayer meeting, it's important for you to understand that God is a God who has supernatural grace for you. Supernatural grace for you. And some of you are really struggling. You're really struggling. And you're struggling to believe that God has grace for you. And it's not because you don't think God forgives sin. It's because you believe that the problem that you're in is completely your fault. And because it's your fault, that God's saying, you know what? Hey, I forgive your sin, but when it comes to helping you out with that, I think you need to pull yourself up a little bit to prove that you're really in it for me. And that is not the kind of God that we serve. He's a God of compassion and a God of grace and a God of abundant pardon, abundantly pardon. And so you have no confidence to come to the altar because you don't believe it's for you and you're really struggling because of that. And there's a distance when you hear God's thoughts are higher than your thoughts. You're like, yeah, God's way out there. But that is not what that means. God is near and God cares about you and God loves you and God wants to meet with you. But you got to believe his word that he has grace for you. And if you believe his word, you'll step out in faith and you'll get into the altar and you'll say, it's for me. And God, I'm here because I need your help. And God will pour his grace into your life. If you say, God, I just take you at your word that you're abundantly gracious, abundantly pardoned. His ways are higher than your ways. So you're going to have a lot of reasons that may in the natural make complete sense. Yes, you do deserve worse. But everybody deserves worse. Just get in the altar, all right? That's just how it works. Human nature. His ways are higher than our ways. He wants to be gracious. Let God be gracious to you. That's what his word says. Let him show compassion to you. Number two, God sees supernatural possibilities. Skip down to verse 13. It says, instead of the thorn bush shall come up the cypress, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. I love that. I mean, I don't know about you, but when I first read that, I had to Google myrtle and cypress to know what they look like. I'm like, I'm sure they're beautiful. You know, like as you read it, you're like, I'm sure that's a good looking plant. You know, I just want to picture it. What this is saying, I love that word instead of. I love that word instead of. So we're thinking his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts higher than our thoughts. He wants to be abundantly gracious. So what does that practically mean? What does that practically mean? That means what you see down the tracks because of the seed that's been planted in your life by you is not going to come up the way you planted it. That, yes, if in the natural you're like, there's a thorn bush seed. If thorn bushes, I'm sure they do have seeds. Thistles, I know they do. There's a thorn bush seed in the ground. Therefore, a thorn bush is going to come up. You know, my dad was an alcoholic. I struggle with alcohol. My son's going to struggle with alcohol. My daughter's going to struggle with alcohol because the apple doesn't fall very far from the tree and a thorn bush was planted, thorn bush is coming up. And you've just declared it like it's happening. And that's not how God works. God says, yeah, that was planted, but instead of that, a cypress is gonna come up. That's a good looking tree, a cypress, all right? Lots of shade, pretty tree. Instead of the thorn bush comes a cypress. Instead of your habit, comes healing and health and growth and life. You may have planted some things in your marriage that you regret. Some things you said that you regret, that you feel you will never get over. You may be on the receiving end of that and say, this will never change. I want to encourage you tonight that his ways are higher than your ways, his thoughts higher than your thoughts. And you may not have all the answers on why things have gone down the way they did. But if you believe God, God can take a situation that is a thorn bush and a situation that is a briar and bring up something beautiful and bring up something healthy and bring up something that blesses other people because of what he's done in your life. But you have to step out in faith and believe his word and say, God, I believe your ways are higher than my ways. So I'm going to make some steps of faith and I'm going to start to talk different. I'm going to start to see things different. I'm going to start to think different because God, I'm going to take you at your word for my marriage. I'm going to take you at your word for my relationships. I'm going to take you at your word for my kids. God, I'm going to believe that you can bring up out of this destruction something beautiful. And God will and God can because his ways are higher than our ways. He is a powerful, almighty God who cares so much about you, who has abundant grace for you. And instead of what you see, he's going to do something completely different. And why does he do that? Why does he do that? Number three, because then God receives supernatural praise. Nothing like a story. Nothing like a story that says, I didn't think it was possible, but I prayed and I'm looking at something that I said wasn't even possible, but God changed my heart and I faith-filled perspective. And I've seen something come up that I didn't even think was possible. Nothing gives God praise like that. God loves to do that. God wants to do that in your life. God can do that in your life. And God receives the glory then. And it'll be a testimony that you have throughout the rest of your life that I didn't think it was possible. In fact, I could give you 1,000 reasons why it shouldn't have happened, but it did happen because I serve an almighty God. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts higher than our thoughts. So stop thinking, well, because I can't see it, or because it doesn't seem to have happened yet, or because I don't think I have it in me, stop thinking that it won't happen. And start thinking, God, what do you want to do? Start there. God, what do you want to do here? God, how do you want to work? God, I need you to breathe fresh faith in my heart. I need you to do a fresh work in my heart. I need to see things the way you see them. And God, I pray, Lord, that you would breathe in me supernaturally, and then you supernaturally get the praise. And God will do it. He will honor your prayer if you call out to him. Those who look to him are never disappointed.